Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. But it looks like it's standing on rock, which would be difficult to do, right? Something of that size.
So aliens, then.
So it could
for
be
sure.
Aliens.
Confirmed.
Either way. Or it's like for Doritos. Some kind of ad.
For sure, right?
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Hey, 12 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
It's about 110 degrees in this room. Nice job with the air conditioning, whoever.
He's going to wish he had it today. It's supposed to be about 90 degrees in Racine when former President Donald Trump takes the stage at 3 p.m. this afternoon. A little bit more on his visit coming up in a moment. I have mixed feelings about even addressing this next topic, but it's been in the news. TV stations are doing it. We've covered it here on the radio. It's been in the paper. It's been in the news cycle for, what, 6 months now? Where are we going to put the protesters for the RNC?
Because you question
whether anybody cares.
Yeah, right.
Outside of those who are going to actually go protest, which is a small number of people who, I'm not saying there are a small number of people who oppose the GOP or the former president, but a small number of people who are actually going to take their butts downtown and actually protest. And a small number of people relative to the entire electorate who are going to be involved in anything that goes on at Fiserv Forum. So who does it really affect?
And this is typically something you'll see at any convention site. You'll have to figure out, okay, where do you put the protesters? Chicago's trying to figure that out too with the DNC, which takes place later in the summer. A mediation effort fell through on Monday. The city of Milwaukee dealing with a lawsuit by the ACLU over where demonstrations and protests can be held during the RNC in downtown Milwaukee. Now, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says the two sides met Monday, tried to hammer something out, did not happen. So nothing has been agreed to. The lawsuit by the ACLU demands the city allow a parade route that is within sight and sound of Fiserv Forum. So,
well, and that's open to interpretation anyway.
Right. Mayor Cavalier Johnson was on Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
We've been hearing a lot from people who want to demonstrate and, you know, organizers in the RNC as well. I've kind of joked that the demonstrators want to be on the stage in Fiserv Forum, and the RNC wants them to be on the moon.
Right. And neither of those things will happen.
Somewhere in between is where we're going to set this thing up.
Protesters want to march, basically. And one of the days they want to march is the first day of the RNC, and they want to have people that are able to address the crowd and whatnot, and they want to be on a route that goes near Fiserv Forum. Now, the city hasn't yet announced quite where the demonstrations can or will be held, but it sounds like, at least what's been suggested, is that Per Marquette Park was an option. So that's just west of the river. I mean, what is that, like a block and a half, maybe a quarter of a mile away, something like that from Fiserv Forum. But you can't necessarily see it.
It's not like the delegates walking into Fiserv Forum moments before convention speeches and whatnot are going to see them directly.
Right.
If that's the message.
And that's not feasible just with the security zone and whatnot. So demonstrators are upset that that's not good enough, that Per Marquette won't work. By the way, Per Marquette also seems to be a location that the GOP is interested in using.
Maybe
as
we'd like to have some activities there.
We would like to hold an event, perhaps, maybe.
Oh, no, we have that beer tasting. And
So the mayor trying to figure it out and work with everybody.
The right to a First Amendment does not limit somebody necessarily to a particular place. So we will set that up. We will make it convenient for folks to have sight and sound and have access to amplified sound as well so that they can let their voices be heard loudly. But the demonstration area is the city. You know, folks have an opportunity to protest, to demonstrate in the city of Milwaukee. And I understand that they will do that. They said that they will do that. I believe that they will do that. We will provide the spaces for them to do that. I hope that they, you know, take us up and use those spaces.
Now, protesters, when talking to the Journal Sentinel, did not say what fell through on Monday, what didn't work out for them, but they did say there's no intention on breaking into the hard perimeter. There's no suggestion that that's what they're trying to do. They just want to They want to be in the room where it happens, you know, in the collective room where it happens.
If they don't want to be like in some satellite location where no one notices them. I think that's fair. And if you're wondering about whether this is partisan, I mean, same thing. Even when President Biden comes to visit, there are designated protest zones that are set up. So, no, they're not getting into the venue.
And I would love to know.
But maybe they have a shot of the motorcade so they can see the signs.
Right. And I want to do some research on that and figure out, like, where did Cleveland have its protest zone at? Like, where are the protest zones generally? Because Per Marquette, pretty close.
That is pretty close. Here's the other thing. It's not just whether or not the delegates or whether or not the, you know, other members of the GOP or, you know, whether Congress people or senators or other speakers. It's not whether or not they can see the protesters. The other thing is, where's all the media? Media is inside the security perimeter, right? They want to be seen by the media. They want to get on TV. They want to get their message out. And that's fair, but it's not like people won't go find them.
I would suggest, and I could be wrong, but I think you'll agree with me, if they held them at Century City and had them demonstrate on the north.
Exactly my point.
Cameras would still go there and capture them.
You could say the protest zone could be at Wind Point in Racine.
Yeah.
And NBC, CBS, everybody would send someone down to, well, the other side of the story is the protest going on here. So you will be seen and you will be heard. It's important stuff that you have to work out because, you know, we have the right to assemble. We have the right to march. We have the right to whatever. But you have to balance that, obviously, with the security. And just as you said, they're doing the same thing in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Got to figure that out
for the DNC. So it'll be figured out. I just, in terms of whether or not this is affecting anyone's daily lives as we go about our business.
That's where you're coming down on this.
Just
huh?
Like how much more do we... Listen, when they figure it out, I'll let you know. How about that? And then you can choose to not really care about that either.
Back and forth.
Right. Yes, the fits and starts of this argument back and forth.
This is like NFL draft coverage before the draft. Like, really?
Yes. We're still... Could be this guy out of Arizona State. It could be this guy. This guy's got a tremendous burst. He's got great upside. Boy, he runs a 40 time.
This is trade deadline coverage before the trade deadline.
Yes. Let me know who we pick. Then I'll tell you whether I think it's good. All this, it could be this. It could be that. They could trade up. They could draft. Let me know who we pick, and then I can evaluate it. Meanwhile, former President Trump is going to be in Wisconsin today, his first visit to our state since Waukesha, about a month and a half ago. That was the big rally that he had at the Expo Center. This one's going to be outdoors. In fact, for a while there, it was like, well, it was going to be at Festival Park, but there is a small indoor venue there. So there was some conversation about, well, would they have it indoors or would they have, would they move it indoors because of the weather? Folks who are organizing this say there's no plan B. This thing is outside. It's going to be right near the harbor in Racine. The entrance to the grounds is on the north side there, if you know Racine. So you're going to be right up on the lake. So maybe you get a little bit of breeze.
Yeah, Niz seemed to think that it's possible the lake will help out a little bit.
But for the folks who've been in line since early this morning, and the gates even to the event space don't even open until 11 o'clock, and folks have been out there all day, it is going to take a toll on the body a little bit. And here's the other thing. Whether it's an outdoor thing, whether it's an indoor thing, whether it's a presidential visit or a campaign rally, like, security is tight. They don't let you bring a whole bunch of stuff in there.
Kind of think about it as checking into an airport. What you cannot bring onto an airplane, you certainly cannot bring into the park. So no water bottles, nothing like that. No chairs, no umbrellas.
That's Kevin McDougall from the Racine Civic Center helping plan the event and the organization around it. So, like, no umbrellas even. Never mind the rain, like, just to keep the sun off you.
A little shade, yeah.
So he says there will be, you can't even bring water bottles in, so they will have inexpensive water for sale.
Define inexpensive.
I would say a buck. How about a buck?
Okay.
Is that reasonable for a bottle of water?
Sure.
What a buck. And he said, I think we have enough water. Better be really sure about that today. You're going to have folks keeling over. But the president's set to take the stage at 3 o'clock this afternoon, and the gates open to that event at 11 a.m. this morning.
Nice job with the air conditioning, whoever.
Tuesday morning, Wisconsin's Morning News. Was thinking about this because I want to share a piece that our Debbie Lozica put together for all of us about safety with the increase in bicycle lanes. Talked a lot about how Milwaukee in particular, Madison's full of them, these lanes for bicycles because people increasingly want to ride their bikes to work. They want to ride them for recreation. And so we're adapting our streetscapes. And some folks believe in it and others don't. But either way, this is happening. So more and more people are on bicycles on the roadways. And one of the aspects of safety is for drivers being aware of that. And so Debbie put together this piece about how they dealt with that years ago overseas, a particular safety issue, how they resolved that issue to great success, and how they're bringing it here.
You wouldn't think that riding a bike could be life-threatening, but for many bikers, riding past a parked car is a dangerous proposition.
It's a crash typically that happens when someone is actually parked, when they fling open or whip open their car door without taking adequate care, and the cyclist strikes the door. We call this dooring.
Michael Charney is the founder of the Dutch Reach Project. He says that this was a big enough deal that an entire country had to act to get control of it.
The Dutch had this problem back in the 60s and 70s. Holland, which is now considered one of the safest places for bike, walk, ped, public transit. In those days, Holland was having 3,300 or more deaths a year.
And that led to a whole host of reforms so that everyone could enjoy the road safely.
And one of the things that evolved was the introduction of this method of using your far hand rather than your near hand to open your car door. As you reach across, you naturally, top of your body turns, your head turns with it. You actually get a view of the side view mirror. And then you can look out the window, do what we call a shoulder check. You can see whether someone's coming.
Now, this has repercussions not only for the biking world, but also for the brand new streetcar. The hop vehicles will be going right past lines of parked cars, so you'll definitely want to make sure nothing is coming along if you're parked along one of the routes.
This is a low-cost, no-cost, no-brainer. And hey, if it helps, why not?
The goal of the project is to introduce it into state driver's ed manuals, as well as raise awareness of the technique. But it's a hard sell for people entrenched in habit. You just need to be mindful of what you're doing, something that you should be anytime you get behind the wheel. Debbie Lozaga, WTMJ News.
You mentioned this, what is it called? The Dutch Reach, right?
Yeah.
You asked me because we were talking about Debbie had prepared this piece. Like, Debbie's got a piece on the Dutch Reach. Like, exactly what is that?
Well, so you use your right hand to open the door. That way you're looking instead of just swinging your door open after you parked, and you're not swinging your door into the the lane, right?
Well, it makes sense now, but I'm thinking when you just brought up Dutch Reach, which I hadn't heard of before Debbie's story here.
There's also the Dutch Roll, which we brought up last week.
You brought that up, which is some sort of airplane maneuver.
Yeah, Southwest had a flight last week that had a Dutch Roll issue. Yeah, you do not want that.
But you said Dutch Reach, and it was traffic related, so I thought, like, were you talking about stopping short? The Seinfeld? I stop short. Right, oh, Frank Costanza. That's my move.
Pull the old Dutch
Reach. Stop short. 8:28 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Wisconsin's Morning News. Another hot day today with a high of 90 degrees and humid conditions as well. I was going to do this story, and then I wasn't going to do this story, and now I'm going to do this story again.
All right.
You got this too. This came to the whole newsroom. It was a news release, and we get all sorts of marketing pitches for things and people who want to be on the show. And sometimes just because somebody's trying to sell something doesn't mean it's not also a legitimate topic for the program. But, you know, sometimes you look at something and say, all right, buy an ad. I'm not in your advertising wing here. So we get this thing from a major grocer who said, hey, we're giving away free ice cream later this week. A Beat the Heat Sunday thing. I'm like, all right, that'd be something I would pass along to
worth
folks
mentioning,
who listen to our show. Mm-hmm. People like free here.
You're right.
One of my colleagues, and I won't name him because I don't want people to think bad of him, but he said people would line up for free nickels in this town, and they'd pay a buck to park.
But then complain about something.
And then complain about something. So anyway, I thought, all right, somebody's giving away free ice cream. I would share that on the program. Well, then, I don't know if your email system has this, but ours does here, where someone can recall the email. Mm-hmm. So this was the thing that went out to our newsroom, and then it said, so-and-so wants to recall this message.
Yeah.
And I thought, uh-oh. Somebody sent something out too early, or something wasn't right here, so whatever. It was off my radar. Now we get another email today. This major grocer, we're offering a $1.50 off coupon for such and such packages of ice cream.
Oh, so no more free ice cream?
I'd be happy to provide a local spokesperson to talk about it. About what?
A non-free ice cream.
Talk about we're a store that sells stuff and we have coupons. Congratulations. Great. That would be a top story today.
It is concerning to me, though. That is concerning to me that how often this may work.
Yeah, somebody's biting. He also offered to send over samples. Well, if you send over samples.
Yeah. But hey, there's a method to that madness.
Well, anyway.
Hey, there's another mystery taking place in the hills of Las Vegas. A mysterious monolith has popped up in the desert there, and it's not the first time.
Yesterday, the Las Vegas Metro Police Department let folks on social media know about the appearance of a mysterious monolith on a trail north of the city. Just 2 months after a man discovered another monument-looking thing in Wales, and he said there were no footsteps around it at all. And in 2020, many similar-looking structures were found across the world. That year, there were around 24 discovered in just a few short weeks. With so many popping up in 2020 and now a few more in 2024, it makes you wonder, do aliens just love an election year, or are we all being pranked in a worldwide effort?
What is happening?
Well, it has to be one of those two things.
So basically, think of
either aliens election year or elaborate
or
prank.
Some guy. Right. So there's a picture of it. So it's similar to like 2001 kind of thing.
You've at first questioned whether it was even real.
Well, right. I wondered if it's like, is this some
AI generated thing that's going around? Or no, it's real.
So it's basically like a, I don't know, how would you describe it? It's a mirrored...
It's cool looking. It's like a big block.
It mirrored goes up, block that's about 5-6 feet tall, and it's just... I don't know how it's standing there. Like, I want to see it in person if it's, like, really cheaply made, but it looks like it's standing on rock, which would be difficult to do, right? Something of that size.
So aliens, then.
So it could for be sure. Aliens, confirmed. Either way. Or it's like for Doritos. Some kind of ad.
For sure, right? Some big corporation with something, yes. And then somebody will claim it
right.
Later.
And congratulations, you just won yourself a free lifetime supply of Doritos.
Oh, wait. Oh, you better offer a $1.50 off coupon. Mm. Then that could make the news. 8:42 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Vince, this hasn't happened in nearly a quarter century, and it's happening right now overseas. Russian President Vladimir Putin is making a rare trip to North Korea. Relations between Russia and North Korea have been warmed in recent years, especially after Russia's invasion into Ukraine.
He hasn't been there? Putin hadn't been there?
Mm-mm. Hasn't been there in a long time.
Because Kim has traveled to Russia a couple of times, right?
Yep. Yep.
But okay, so he never returned the visit.
Mm-hmm. He's there now.
It has been nearly a quarter of a century since Vladimir Putin visited North Korea, 24 years. The two men did meet in Russia last year, but this is the first time ever that Putin has visited North Korea since Kim Jong-un became leader. And Kim is welcoming Putin with pomp and praise. Its streets decorated with welcome posters.
Yeah, they got the welcome posters. Ticker tape parade, perhaps.
I saw his pictures up all over the square there.
Mm-hmm. So why would Putin be going there? Well, the U.S. has said multiple times that they know that there are missiles from North Korea being used on Ukraine. So obviously, North Korea has armed Russia in the past. Perhaps he's going down there again to reciprocate or to maybe ask for some more weapons.
I think it's bullets, too. They need it, like ammunition.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All of those kinds of things. According to Martha,
this is a friendship of need. Kim supported Russia's invasion of Ukraine and has supplied Putin with much-needed conventional weapons. And Putin needs more. As for Kim, he wants help from Russia with his own ballistic missile and nuclear programs. And Putin sounds happy to help.
Yeah, now the White House says it's not really concerned about the visit, exactly what's happening for the next 2 days there. But the White House concerned about the relationship that these two are now appearing to be building.
That's another reason entirely for the visit, right? Because it bugs us.
Yeah.
And that's what the Russians want to do is poke, poke, poke. You see, oh, yeah, this is going to get them all riled up over there.
It's a 2-day visit. 2 days. That's a long time.
The other thing, we talked about it earlier, that Putin can give to Kim Jong-un is legitimacy.
Right.
He is, for better and for worse, a major world leader, you know. North Korea is not Russia, so he legitimizes Kim by going there, by visiting his country, just as Trump did. Remember, former President Trump, or when he was president, gave Kim Jong-un a visit.
Yep, yep.
That was when he was popping off and firing rockets into the sea. He was freaking out Japan. It was freaking out South Korea. And folks can agree or disagree on the methodology, but President Trump just said, okay, fine. You know what you want? You want a picture. You want me to meet you? You want me to shake your hand? I'll go shake the guy's hand. Fine. We'll talk about something. I'm not going to promise anything. We're not going to change our policies, but you can't do that. You can't go. We went and things kind of settled down because he gave dude what he wanted. This is what the guy wants.
Well, and now that guy is giving missiles to Russia.
Right. Not good.
So Putin's going to spend the night. I wonder where he stays. I mean, they don't have Best Westerns or anything like that for him to stay. Does he stay
Nor do they have any visitors ever from anywhere.
Does he stay on the estate?
Of course.
Like Kim Jong-un estate?
Some sort of palace, right?
Hmm.
Why, what are you thinking? There's like an itinerary. Again, right.
Yes.
Kim Jong-un doesn't get a lot of visitors.
Yes. Okay, then tonight at 9 o'clock. He's going to watch a movie. He's like got like videotapes. They're making popcorn, sleepover type of stuff.
Writes him a special note. We're so glad you're here.
He keeps waking up and Putin's just like so tired of it. I don't want to be here.
I don't want to be here to begin with. Did we have to spend the night at the guy's thing? Couldn't we just meet, do all the stuff?
We just done the state dinner and then got out of Dodge. You have to really stay.
You think he's knocking on his door at night? That's what he's doing. Right?
Hey,
are you awake?
You awake? So who do you like?
Who do you like more than a friend? What really goes on over there?
I guarantee you he's rolling his eyes no matter what.
For sure.
Putin is.
Couldn't be out of there fast enough with the bullets and the missiles if he's successful. 850 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
.854 on Wisconsin's Morning News, the WTMJ forecast sponsored by Dave Dray Camp Heating, where your comfort is their family's tradition. A couple more hot days, then we get a break, then we get hot again. High of 90 degrees today, hot and humid, pop-up storms are possible, and a low of 73 tonight. For Wednesday, partly cloudy, very warm and humid, with a chance of showers and storms in the afternoon and evening, high of 88. Then Thursday, I have just 77 degrees. Once again, a chance of showers and storms, partly cloudy and warm. Friday's high just 80, 90 degrees the high once again on Saturday. Right now, 78. We've been stuck there for the last couple of hours. What'd you like today? We have a good show?
Lots of good stuff to get to on the old podcast page. Lori Nickel joined us earlier today. Brian Nisnansky, Mark Tauscher, Vinny Rotino joined us for Brewers 360.
I told the story about how somebody, when I was in Racine, no less, Vinny Rotino, Racine's own, former Brewer, now Brewers broadcaster, somebody told another guy, hey, that guy over there is Vinny Rotino, meaning me.
Yeah.
And then this guy came over and he thanked me for like hanging out at the ballpark with him when he had a chance to meet us. I'm like, dude, that was not me.
Yeah, but he would have looked at your face and seen that you're not the same person.
Well, he looked at, no.
You have the same name.
He looked at my physique and said, there's a former Major League Baseball player. There's a guy who used to play professional sports.
Yeah. Who I've spent time with in the past.
Who I knew.
Anyway, just text the word Vince to the WDTMJ talking text line 855-616-1620. We'll send you all the details, everything that was on the radio today and past days. You can enjoy it all.
Hey, we were talking about how President Vladimir Putin of Russia is meeting with Kim Jong-un in North Korea today.
Today and tomorrow.
And the munitions and things that North Korea's planning to probably send to Russia in increased capacity. This on the WTMJ talk and text line. Putin is trying to get details on how to launch balloons filled with garbage. Remember,
that's
he
right.
did that story that the North
forgot about
is
that
sending
story.
Trash into South Korea on balloons.
They were frustrated with the South, so they were just putting garbage in balloons and they would pop over on the South Korean side.
Can you hear Kim in one of their high level talks today? You know what? You know what's worked with great success here in North Korea? What you want to do is get bags of feces and just send it on in over to Ukraine. That'll bring them to their knees. Yeah, thanks.
And Putin's like, uh-huh.
Good.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right,
time's
just give me
flight.
Your rockets.
8:57, WTMJ's Political Power Hour with Steve Scafidi is up next.